I'm sure you've heard the phrase, the greatest invention since sliced bread. Well, today we're going to talk to two people who can tell us about the invention of sliced bread, how bread was invented, how it's evolved, and how it's being steadily improved upon every day. We're going to be joined by two experts who will give us some deep insights on food innovation, both in bread and many other products that you have on your shelf at home. Where do these products come from? How are they developed? What's the history of them? And the answers, I think, are really going to surprise you. So first, we're going to talk with a senior executive from Puratos, a company that's revolutionizing the baking industry. Carl Zimmerman is markets director for the Americas at Puratos, and he'll join us to discuss the innovation process in baking and in chocolate. You mentioned that there were some kind of apparent contradictions in some of the findings that you found from this survey. You know, tradition seems like a wish to maintain the foods that I remember from my childhood, you know, and have those like they were when I was a kid. But innovation is kind of the opposite of that. How do you take traditional favorites and innovate on them?
Yeah, that was an interesting one. We had we saw that in the survey. So people are really, and you know, especially the younger generation, they really want to experience with new products. They like innovation. They love a good bread, but it has to have a good shelf life. It needs to be conveniently packaged. But at the same time, they love the taste and the crustiness of bread of the old days. So here we have this paradox. You know, we then said, okay, how do we look at this now? Because we're in the business of helping our customers to make better bread. We were looking for how do we reinvent the bakery category a bit in terms of where we go from here. We went to a Danish lady, a futurist, Anna-Marie Dahl. And these ladies are not, these people are not people that look in a crystal ball. They do a study about behavior into the future. And we said, well, listen, we are really interested to know how the future of bread will look like. Is that something that you can research for us? And she went away and she did her research. And then Anne-Marie came back and she came back with a very simple, cryptic answer. She said, well, the future of bakery lies in its past. And so that was, a very simple, quote she made, but it made us think. And so we said, if that is true, if we have to go back in time to reinvent the bread of the future, then how did that bread of the old days look like? Well, we did a lot of research. We went back. We know that the Egyptians were the first one to really, you know, start making bread. They built the first ovens. But then in the Roman times, we found really some written documents about bread, and the best bread, the world most delicious bread was supposed to be found in the Puglia area in Italy, and it was called the pane di Altamura. So we said as a company, well, that's interesting. Let's go to Italy and try to find this bread. And we found the bread, and we saw that it was made out of wheat flour, water, salt, and at the time, of course, yeast did not exist yet. They added an ingredient called a sourdough. And then we said, well, that's an interesting component. The sourdough is really a starter to start fermenting the bread. And so now it's interesting to know what the sourdough is all about. So we took it to a professor, Professor Gobetti at the University of Bari in Italy. And he analyzed the bread for us, the pane di Altamura, and he found about 400 microorganisms in the sourdough that defined the taste of the bread. And since then, Dave, we have done a lot of research. We now have created a broad, I would say, assortment of fermentation flavors of sourdoughs that we share with our customers. And if they would like to use some of them, they can combine different ones, and they can create their own sourdough with having to go through a whole fermentation process themselves in their bakeries.
I saw this on your website, that you have a library of over 700 sourdough bread types. And I got to say, I love sourdough bread. And so where is your library? Why do you have it? And how do I get a library card so I can check some of these out?
It was about preserving the legacy of bread, the history of bread. And so we have this non-profit library that we started in the south of Belgium. And we have now, like you said, a number of sourdoughs. Some of them have the name of the bakery on the sourdough case. And you see the sourdough, and it has the name of bakery XYZ. But there's some other ones, they have a number. Because some of the people said, listen, we will give this to you confidentially. This is a very unique sourdough. But we do not want, the people to know that our sourdough is in a library, but it is a very unique one. And so we preserve these sourdoughs. We kind of maintain them. So every week we have to feed these sourdoughs. So they keep fermenting. And then also we take part of that sourdough, Dave, and we freeze it. We make sure that it is frozen in a different spot in Belgium, so that if something, God forbid, would happen to any of these bakeries, that sourdough would be preserved and they could restart, their authentic bread that they have preserved for generations in the family. They could restart making that immediately.